Hello, this is the Exotic Vet, Al speaking.
Hi, this is Matt Peterson. We've been with you all before.
Mm-hmm.
One of our cockatiels has panicked when it heard birds land on the roof. We
mm-hmm.
weren't looking at the time, and it's injured part of its face.
Mm-hmm.
For now, it seems okay. We think we want to bring it in tomorrow, but we just want
sure.
to check if you might have, because we know you're closing, we want to check
mm-hmm.
if you might have any advice for us since we do get it in tomorrow.
Yeah,
It's had about 2 droplets of blood come out from above the beak. It
mm-hmm.
looks like it's kind of skinned the feathers off from
sure.
the portion
yep,
above
yep.
there. I don't know you're supposed to take it pretty seriously when a bird bleeds, but it does seem to just be
yes.
only this much for now.
Yeah, to a degree. So I think that one of the main things is that the bleeding stopped. If it is like a couple of drops, you know, it's not the biggest concern. And so you can use like a little bit of corn flour if it is just one little spot that, you know, you've noticed is still producing a little bit of blood. And if that is the case, just stopping the bleeding will be advisable. But if it has stopped, then just making sure that your little, you said it was a cockatiel?
Yes, cockatiel.
Yeah, so your little cockatiel is, you know, eating, drinking, you know, moving around.
He wasn't at first, but he was probably stunned, but he's taking food now.
Yeah, they can be, like, concussed or anything like that we might get for, like, a little head knock or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd just keep an eye on him overnight. And if you do notice anything, look, there are a few emergency clinics around that are open, you know, 24 hours. They're not going to have the experience or the facilities to deal with anything major, but for some of the small procedures or just to keep them, you know, going overnight just for some treatment, they can be quite good for that. So I'd just keep an eye out, make sure that eating, drinking, and that bleeding is stopped. We do have appointments starting from 9 a.m. tomorrow that we can book you guys in for if you'd like. I do think it would be good to have it checked just to make sure that there's no extra issues underlying or to make sure that, you know, there's no pain, because we can offer some doses of pain relief just over the next week or so just to cover any, you know, minor bruising or anything like that they might have. So, if you wanted to, if you were free tomorrow, I do have appointments throughout the day that I could book you guys in for.
Let me just check on the appointments, because we both work, but I think
mm-hmm.
if it, you know, if we get worried enough overnight, we might have someone take the day off and then go in the morning. Let me just check with my wife real fast.
Yeah, that's okay.
Do you have some time between like 3 and 4?
Tomorrow, yeah. So I've got 3 p.m. on the dot that I could book you guys in for.
That's a little too soon. That's when we get off work. We're just over the bridge when we get off work, though. So I think we could get there by 3:30.
Okay. I do have an appointment, so that 3:30 would be, like, we wouldn't be able to have, like, the full time allocated. So just bear with me a second. I'll see if I can book it in. Would 3:20 work for you guys? Is that something you guys...
Oh, gosh, no, we got to get home, get the bird, too.
Yeah, okay. Look, just bear with me. We do have a 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Does that work as well?
A 4:30?
Yeah.
That works.
Cool. Just bear with me a second. I'll just pop you on hold and just make sure it'll be Dr. Brock on tomorrow afternoon that I'm booking you in with, but I'll just check to confirm that is okay, just with a few things that are going on that afternoon. So just bear with me. I'll pop you on hold and just confirm that's okay.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet.
Thank you for holding there. So Dr. Brock said that it was okay to book in for the 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. So if you wanted to, I'll go ahead and get you guys all booked in. And you mentioned that you have been in with us before. What was your name again?
It's probably under my wife's name, which is Sarah Peterson.
There we go. And what was the cockatiel that you were concerned about today?
Mocha. Should we get loading?
Fantastic. Fantastic. So I've got all of that booked in. I will let you guys know that the standard consultation fee is $170. Within that, Dr. Brock will go through and discuss any issues with the findings or anything like that. But if it's just to kind of sign off and make sure that, there's no extra issues that we should be concerned about, we can dispense some pain relief or anything like that just to make sure that Mocha is comfortable. The little incident, but just bear with me. I'll have a look at when she was last in. Oh, 14th of April. So has there been any changes since April? No new birds, haven't changed cage or diet or anything like that?
We've just had them on the pellets you guys suggested.
Fantastic. So if that's the only thing that has changed, I will put that, just mention that on the file, and then we won't need to go through the history form at all. But, if you guys didn't have any other questions, we'll see you guys at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. You're very welcome. We'll see you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.